on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone. The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 19 as a staff for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem night. The 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
We welcome you in on a beautiful Saturday evening for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Downeast Wood Ducks, winners of the Carolina League North in the first half, in town to take on the Salem Red Sox. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz, my partner up in the booth all season long. And thank you once again for choosing us on your Saturday night. We got an exciting one today because, yes, Down East is the top team, and, yes, they have a 2-0 series lead against the Red Sox. But, Tyler, Salem played pretty darn well last night despite a second-inning glance. You know, they allowed seven in the seventh inning. That was the only time they allowed runs the entire ball game, though. So other than a tough start from Jose Ramirez, pitching was dominant on what turned into an unfortunate bullpen night for the Red Sox. And I think it turned a lot of heads, ended up losing 7-4, but it was definitely a big step in the right direction.
Yeah, a lot. Big power bat from Alan Castro. Now the second consecutive game where the Red Sox have hit a 2-run home run in the bottom of the ninth, showing that there's still that fight. Unfortunately, one of the Red Sox aces, Jose Ramirez, for lack of a better term, getting shelled in the second inning when Down East put up all seven of their runs. But another ace expected to go tonight with Luis Perales. So this should be a really, really fun game to watch with Perales, who seems to be coming into his own this season, taking the bump, and a red-hot Down East team who looks to start the second half 2-0.
It's Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night here tonight at Salem Memorial Ballpark. That means the club wearing special uniforms tonight. An exciting night. You got a new logo out there tonight. It is an angry Muggsy, our mascot, looking kind of like an Incredible Hulk-type figure. Special logo made by Marvel, as they do all throughout minor league baseball. That's debuted tonight, and should be a lot of fun tonight with exciting festivities here at the ballpark. Well, we're just about 10 minutes away from first pitch here in Salem. Tyler, the cool thing is it's a fresh start. Yes, Salem's 0-1, and Down East is 1-0, but you kind of get to wipe the slate clean, and you can argue that Salem doing it at the right time, right? They started to get hot, won 5 of 7 against Delmarva coming into this series, and now a fresh start in the second half. What do they have to do to continue to string wins together? And it starts with two very, very good teams in the Down East Wood Ducks, and then you go on the road and play the Fred Nats.
Yeah, well, you talk about momentum, and taking down one of the top teams and the winners of the first half could be a big momentum shift. Right now, all Salem can do is even up the series. Following in the first two games of this series, playing today and on Sunday as well. So you talk about momentum, wanting to go into Fredericksburg. You get 2 days off, and you want to go into those 2 days off and going into a big road stretch with a 2-1 winning record. You take a look at the home road splits. Home is definitely where Salem prefers to play. 17-17 at home, 13-17 on the road. On the flip side, this is where Down East is comfortable. For whatever reason, the Wood Ducks love playing away from home. Take a look at those splits. 16-17 in Kinston, 22-7 on the road for Down East. So it's just where down east is more comfortable, but you talk about momentum going with a couple wins under your belt in the half and with a winning record in the half on the road to Fredericksburg could be the difference maker.
Worth updating you right now. It is currently the top of the seventh inning in Chicago. It is the Red Sox and the White Sox up at the top of the organization. A 4-3 lead for the Chicago White Sox in the top of the seventh. You can listen to that on WEEI, the Red Sox radio network, on the MLB app, or you can stay tuned in with us here on MILB.com and MILB TV. We step aside back in about 60 seconds to give you our starting lineups and our injury report. We'll take another short break, and then we will bring you First Pitch. A beautiful night for baseball here in Salem. Game two of the second half in just moments away.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6.05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6.05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
It's time to find out who's in and who's out on Liam Carroll's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineups, here's Giovanni and Tyler.
Beautiful Saturday night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you, and let's get you going with tonight's injury report and starting lineups. First, on the other side, no injuries to report for Salem. Obviously, Miguel Blaise out for the year. He is currently rehabbing. And then another spot of good news here, Mikey Romero officially yesterday played in his first FCL game, Florida Complex League, and he will be up in Salem anywhere from arguably 2 weeks to a month, seems to be the prediction. Starting lineups for the Down East Wood Ducks. At the top of the order, Anthony Gutierrez, the designated hitter. Tommy Specht out in right field, and Danier Cueva at short. So it's Gutierrez, Specht, and Cueva. After that, Glader Figueroa at third, Connor Piatto, the first baseman, and Angel Aponte in center field. After that, Zion Bannister in left field. Jesus Moreno is catching behind home plate tonight. And Andres Mesa at second rounds out the batting order. For your Salem Red Sox, Juan Chacon, the left fielder, leads things off, followed by the shortstop Cutter Coffey. Alan Castro in center. Luis Ravello batting cleanup at second base. Justinson Garcia, your designated hitter tonight. Abram Liendo playing over at third. Alexis Hernandez out in right field, back playing defense tonight after a DH night last night. Albert Feliz playing at first, and Juan Montero gets an opportunity in the battery behind home plate. Luis Ramirez is pitching on one side for the Down East Wood Ducks, and the ace on the hill tonight, Luis Perales, gets the start for Salem. We step aside for the national anthem, and when we come back, first pitch between the Wood Ducks and the Red Sox. Game two. The second half, 7:05. Don't miss it. 6:05, I should say. Back in just a sec. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa!
This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th. as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock it in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. With the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
High above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Red Sox are on the air. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you on a beautiful Saturday evening for baseball here in Salem. The Wood Ducks of Down East come into town. They have a 2-0 series lead in this four-game series with the Salem Red Sox, coming away with a 7-4 win last night and an 8-3 win back on Tuesday in game number one of what should have been a 6-game series, but two games were canceled due to rain and inclement weather. But we're back to playing baseball, and the sun is back here in Southwest Virginia. Tyler, fun one tonight. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight here at the ballpark. Fancy uniforms out there for both teams. Should be a great game.
Yeah, and for Salem, this is really one of their biggest nights of the year. Defenders of the Diamond Knight having the specialty logo, the special Muggsy come out on the jerseys. A Luis Perales night and trying to take down one of the top teams in the Carolina League. Looks like we have a really good crowd on hand for Mark in the Park as well. Should be a real fun one today from Salem.
It's nights like this that you kind of sit back and say, man, this is our job. We get to do this, sit up here and talk about baseball. Doesn't get any better. Luis Perales, like TK just mentioned, the starter on the hill for the Red Sox today. International free agent, signed along in July of 2019 out of Caracas, Venezuela. Stepping in the right-handed batter's box, Anthony Gutierrez. Batting 254, 15 RBIs, the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew a 95-mile-an-hour fastball right by him at 6.05 p.m. The first pitch is clocked in for strike number one, and we're underway in Salem. 0-1 fouled away on a line drive into the seats in right field, and Gutierrez quickly down 0-2. Perales, 2-4 on the year with a 4.06 ERA that has been rapidly declining. He kicks and deals the 0-2. Wave and a miss. Blew the 95-mile-an-hour heater right by him. High and tight, and there's one gone here in the top of the first. Good way to start if you're Luis Perales with a swinging strikeout. He's pitched 37 and two-thirds innings, 49 strikeouts. And those 37 and two-thirds to 21 walks. And again, he just continues to get better. The 12th-ranked prospect in the Red Sox organization. Fastball topping out at 98. Incredible control on the changeup. The first pitch to Tommy Specht. Chopped on the ground on a dribbler. Scooped up by Ravello. The throw to first is there. And there are two gone in the top of the first.
Well, this is what you want to see if you're Salem Wright. Two quick outs, a three-pitch strikeout. Anthony Gutierrez, and then a quick ground out by Tommy Specht. Danier Cueva didn't bat yesterday. Haven't seen him since Tuesday. Got to expect that he's chomping at the bit to get back in the batter's box, though.
Yes. Had a rest day yesterday. Was not in the lineup, playing at short today. The first pitch. Called strike. Anthony's 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. John Forster behind home plate. Travis Roberson in the field. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 96-mile-an-hour fastball once again. And it's 0-2. Last outing for Perales was against Delmarva on the 17th. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a foul ball right back towards us in the press box. Clanks off the window about 10 feet to our left. Still 0-2 for Danier Cueva. Perales on the 17th went six complete innings, gave up just one hit, one walk, seven strikeouts. The 0-2. Breaking ball just misses high and away. 87-mile-an-hour changeup, and it's 1-2.
Well, you want to mention strikeouts. Bullpen day yesterday for Salem. Six pitchers, 18 strikeouts as a staff.
1-2 on the way. Swing and a chopper that's rifled foul down the right field line. 1-2, he will stay for Donyer Cueva. How about a 10 strikeout game for Luis Perales against Fredericksburg at the end of May? Another 7 strikeout game. 2 outings ago on the road at Columbia. He can deal. The 1-2. Wave and a miss. Fooled him with the changeup outside. 2 strikeouts in the inning to start the game for the ace, Luis Perales. We go to the home half of the first, scoreless here in Salem. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the first, ready to go for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a beautiful Saturday night for baseball. Scoreless through a half inning of play, and Luis Perales did what he does best. 2 strikeouts, sat him down 1-2-3 to start the game. On the other side, Luis Ramirez gets the start for the Down East Wood Ducks. And let's take you quickly for the Salem Red Sox batting order. First, Juan Chacon, the left fielder, followed by the shortstop, Cutter Coffee. Alan Castro out in center. Luis Ravello playing at second. The DH, Justinson Garcia in the five hole. Abram Liendo at third. Alexis Hernandez in right field. Albert Feliz in the eight hole at first base. And Juan Montero rounds us out at the bottom of the order. He is behind home plate catching. Juan Chacon, little poppy, digs on in the right-handed batter's box. The first pitch is on the way. It's a fastball missing just below the knees, and the count now 1-0. Fancy jerseys out there tonight for the Red Sox for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. 1-0 pitch to Chacon. Swing and a miss. 93-mile-an-hour fastball just tipped off the bat, low and away, and it's 1-1. Well, it is a grayish-white jersey with a design. Reads Red Sox across the front in the normal font in red. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a ripper on the ground into left field. Backhanded glove by Cueva isn't there. He drops it, and a little puppy is aboard to lead off for the Sox here in the first.
Yeah, nice infield single there for Juan Chacon. It was a tough play for Cueva, which gives it a base hit, but able to leg it out. He's been struggling recently. Hits in back-to-back nights, a good sign for Juan Chacon.
Well, sets up Cutter Coffee here, and if there is a guy that you can use this for, I think it's an appropriate night to call him Thor. First pitch to Coffee, breaking ball, tails into the zone at 78, and it's 0-1. Slight gusts of winds out into left field. Just a calm breeze. Runner on first, nobody out. Scoreless here in the bottom of the first in Salem. Righty on righty, runner goes, pitch misses low and away. Throw down to second, not in time. Stolen base for Juan Chacon, and the Sox got a runner in scoring position early.
You know, I hate to say it like this, had that throw been online for Moreno, Chacon is out by a mile. Just lucky that that throw was a little offline, allowed him to scamper in. Red Sox with a runner in scoring position and nobody out. Huge opportunity here.
The shortstop, Cutter Coffee, batting 226, 20 RBIs. He has 2 homers. He swings and chops one foul down the left field line. And the count now moves to a ball and a strike. A pair of strikes, I should say. Cutter Coffee was in the lineup last night. He played over at third. Had himself a 2-hit day with a walk as well. 2-for-4. Him and Alan Castro both with multi-hit days. The 1-2. This is lifted way deep into left field. It is gone!
A two-run blast off the barrel of Cutter Coffee. And the Sox take a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth for first. Swing your hammer, Thor. Loud and proud on Marvel Night. Cutter Coffee rips into that baseball, his second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, third of the year. Red Sox on top, 2-0. Brings up Alan Castro. First pitch missed away outside, and it's 1-0. Castro batting .242, 24 RBIs. Ready on lefty. Waves and misses at the 1-0, 92-mile-an-hour heater, 1-1. Coffee drilled that ball today.
Second home run of the homestand, did it on June 14th against Delmarva.
Chopper foul.
Not to jump over.
No, you're good.
10 days later, able to do it again and pokes it over the left center field wall. Great shot by Coffee, knew it off the bat.
1-2 to Castro. Breaking ball misses away. 2-2. Alan Castro leading the Carolina League North in doubles. He has 16. Had a home run last night in the ninth. The 2-2. Here's a swing and a fly ball into right, and it is just foul by about a half a foot down the right field line. Had a chance to get down, would have been extra bases into the corner in right. Instead, Alan Castro still alive at 2-2. Baseball he hit yesterday went 434. Exit velocity of 105. Castro lit into that ball in the ninth. Made it a 7-4 game. That was the final. 2-2 to Castro. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep to left, tailing foul. Ends up off the top of the Salem Red Sox bullpen. And still alive at 2-2 is Castro. A couple of well-hit balls.
Yeah, a couple loud strikes. Hoping to straighten it out here.
2-2. Swing and a chopper down the right field line. Just foul again.
Well, think about it like this. Cutter Coffee hit a home run with nobody out. It's basically like starting a brand new ball game for Salem. Nobody out, nobody on.
With a 2-0 lead.
Right.
Infield playing out here for the Wood Ducks wearing their camo uniforms. 2-2 to Castro. Foul tips it back to the netting. And still at 2-2. Turning into an elongated at-bat here for Castro. Luis Ramirez. He kicks. Deals the 2-2. Swing and a chopper. Gloved by Piatto at first, underhand toss to his pitcher in Ramirez at the bag to get the first out of the inning. 3-1 put out, sits down Alan Castro, brings up Luis Ravello, the second baseman. Batting .265, Luis Ravello leading the team, 31 runs batted in. By a large margin at that. First pitch to Ravello. Misses outside, 1-0, 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Last night, Luis Ravello didn't have his best stuff. Struck out three times, went 0-for-4 with a walk. 1-0 to Ravello. Fastball piped in there. 92 miles an hour at the letters, and it's 1-1. Had two opportunities. Once with the bases loaded, once with runners on second and third. Here's the 1-1. Misses below the knees, in the dirt, breaking ball, and it's 2-1. Well, when the bases were loaded, he struck out. When there were runners on second and third was when he walked, and he loaded the bases. Both times, all three were stranded. The 2-1. Misses outside. Fastball again, and it's 3-1. And that was the problem for Salem last night. Too many runs left on the table. Left the bases loaded twice. 3-1 to Ravello. Here's a swing and a hard hit ground ball. Backhanded glove by Trace Mesa. Throw to first in time for out number two. 4-3 put out, sits down Luis Ravello. Here's the designated hitter today, Stinson Garcia. Outfielder getting his defensive rest this evening. The righty came up to Salem about 3 weeks ago after the elevation and promotion of both Carson Seamus and Roman Anthony. First pitch misses low and away, and it's 1-0.
You know, Gio, one thing to note about that Cutter Coffee home run, first home run of the season for Salem hit in the first inning.
Wow, the 1-0. Swing and a dribbler back behind home plate, foul.
What makes that stat even crazier? The Red Sox this season have hit a home run in every other inning except for the first up until this point.
Wow. They don't have many home runs as it is. Called strike on the inside corner. 78-mile-an-hour slider, 1-2 for Garcia.
Now, Coffey was the team's 20th.
1-2 to Garcia. Low and away, 2-2.
Well, when you only play, when you do play half your games in a cavernous ballpark like this, the number's bound to be lower.
2-2 to Garcia. Way inside, fastball, and it's full count at 3-2 with two gone here in the bottom of the first. A 2-0 lead for the Red Sox off of a Cutter Coffee two-run homer. Payoff pitch to Garcia. Chops it foul. Luis Perales sat him down 1-2-3 with a pair of strikeouts for the Sox defensively in the top of the inning. 3-2 on the way. Swing and a hard hit ground ball. It's foul down the left field line. 3-2 Garcia will stay. Handful of elongated at-bats here. Castro is in a longer one. Now Garcia in one. Pitcher-hitter battle. Already tallying up the pitch count for Ramirez. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Fooled him with the slider. Red Sox take a 2-0 lead off of a two-run bomb from Cutter Coffee in the two-hole. We go to the top of the second after this in Salem.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a 9-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the second on a beautiful night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox with a 2-0 lead over the Down East Wood Ducks. It came off of a two-run shot over the left field fence from Cutter Coffee. Later, Figueroa looking at a 1-0 count, the pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball high and in. And it's evened up at 1-1. Luis Perales on the hill, struck him out twice in the first, sat him down 1-2-3. Perales kicks and deals the 1-1. Here's a swing and a liner right back up the middle. This hit Perales, scoops it up, throws to first, and it's safe. Figueroa is safe at the bag. Boy, that hit him. That tattooed him. That cannot feel good. And training staff coming out to check him out just in case. Here's a look at the replay if you're watching on MILB TV. Looks like it hit his glove or his forearm. He did
pick it up and fire to first, so kudos to him to sticking with the play. Going to likely go as an infield single, and it will. So Glader Figueroa leads off the inning with a hit. Training staff out there, I think Perales is trying to say, hey, I'm okay. If you're just joining us, a beautiful night for baseball. Just a couple of clouds in the sky, sun is shining. Marvel defenders of the Diamond Knight, special uniforms for the Red Sox. White front, a design with a specialty logo. Red front of the cap with a navy blue bill and a navy blue back. Navy blue sleeves on the jerseys with the white pants, a fancy look. Training staff now stepping away off the hill. And it looks like Luis Perales is A-OK. That's a scary moment, though. That's always scary. You never like to see a pitcher get hit with the ball. He's going to take some practice throws, and they're going to watch him to make sure all is good. Here's another look here, if you're watching on MILB TV. Oh, it hit him on his throwing arm, which is also not good. Probably going to have a bruise there, some extra soreness that you don't necessarily want. That's part of the game. Back to baseball we go. Luis Perales seems to be good. Leadoff knock, though, for the Down East Wood Ducks. Runner on first, nobody out for Connor Piatto, batting 333. First pitch to Piatto. Hit him. Hit him right on the leg. Looked like it was right on his left leg, and I guess Perales says, and obviously it was not intentional, but you hit me, I hit you. Eye for eye.
Yeah, I just hope this isn't telling of Perales potentially losing some control on that arm due to him being hit. We'll see how Aponte does here, but this could be a telling sign of that injury's plaguing him more than he wants us to know.
Angel Aponte digs on in, batting 222. Righty on righty matchup, the first pitch. Pulls away on a bunt, but it was fouled off the end of the bat. 0-1. One hit for the Wood Ducks. Came in this inning. Two for the Sox. Juan Chacon led off with a knock. Cutter Coffee with the two-run blast. First and second occupied. Nothing and one for Aponte. The pitch. Wave and a miss. 95-mile-an-hour fastball high in the zone, 0-2. Infield playing in on the right-hand side, out on the left-hand side. The wind in the pitch. 0-2 misses high and away. Another fastball, and it's 1-2 to Angel Aponte. Aponte playing in center tonight. He played in left last night. Had an RBI single and a stolen bag in the second. Struck out three times. Perales glanced to second. Kicks and deals the 1-2. Check swing pitch misses just inside. And it's evened up at 2-2. Fastball missing. What do you think of the uniforms for the Sox tonight, TK?
I think they're a clean look. I like the font of the numbers on the back of the jerseys, the baseball players designed as comic book characters.
2-2, swung on and missed. Fooled him with a changeup. Second strikeout with that changeup tonight. Third strikeout altogether for Luis Perales, and there's one gone here in the top of the second.
But yeah, definitely a clean look tonight for Sam.
First and second, one gone, 2-0. The Red Sox lead it here in the top of the second inning. Brings up JoJo Blackman. Now, that's the wrong graphic. This is Zion Banister, unless we have something wrong. The first pitch. Swing and a fly ball. TK coming to the booth just over our heads. We wanted our John Sterling moment.
Right. I was ready. I was ready to do it if it happened, but I was calm.
Nothing and one for Zion Banister. First and second occupied. Playing out in left field tonight. Batting 200. Five RBIs. The 0-1. Called strike on the outside corner. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Nothing and two. Piatto aboard with a hit-by-pitch. Figueroa after his single. Bannister was in the nine hole last night, had an RBI double in the second, struck out three times. 0-2. Pitch misses high on a fastball. It's 1-2. That was kind of the trend last night. You're going to hear that a lot. Oh, a guy had a hit in the second, and then he struck out the rest of the game. Red Sox had 18 strikeouts as a staff, but a huge 6-hit, 7-run second inning won the game for the Wood Ducks. The 1-2 fouled away into the visiting dugout, and it's 1-2 still for Bannister. Rare to see a team lose by 3 runs while striking out 18 batters. The record, tied earlier this season, is 19 in a game. The 1-2. Wave and a miss. Fastball got him. Strikeout number 4 for Luis Perales. Second in the inning. Second he's worked with that fastball. Here's Jesus Moreno, the catcher, in the 8 hole. Righty on righty matchup, first and second occupied, a 2-0 lead for the Red Sox. Here in the top of the second, beautiful night for baseball in Salem. First pitch, wave and a miss, got him with a fastball, 0-1. Jesus Moreno batting just 162, doesn't play a whole ton. One homer, two RBIs. Did play last week, has not played in this series yet. 0-1. Here's a swing and a sky-high pop-up. Foul territory, right field, triangle converging. Juan Montero, the catcher, calls everybody off, flips the mask off, and makes the grab for the third out. Perales steals 2 strikeouts. They strand runners on first and second, and I think that arm that he was hit by is A-OK. 2-0 Sox, home half of the second after this in Salem.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the second, Red Sox with a 2-0 lead on top of the Down East Wood Ducks. Looking to go to 500 in the second half. Currently 0-1 after a 7-4 loss last night. But it just had a feel that, despite the scoreboard, it really didn't feel like a loss. A tough second inning, but shutout baseball throughout the rest of the game. Here's Abram Liendo leading us off here in the second. Swings at the first pitch. Fly ball, left field, tailing. Just foul by about 15 feet down the left field line. On the run after it was Bannister in left field, and it's a loud 0-1 for Liendo. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you on this gorgeous Saturday night with a packed ballpark here in Salem. 0-1 to Liendo. Wave and a miss. Fooled him with a changeup, and it's 0-2. Luis Ramirez gave up a pair of hits. One of them was a 2-run shot over the left field fence from Cutter Coffey. Then got back to work. A pair of groundouts and an inning-ending strikeout in the first. Nothing in two for Abram Liendo. Ramirez winds and fires. 2 misses inside, and it's 1-2. Liendo batting 186, 14 RBIs on the year. 1-2. Foul tip back to the backstop. And we stay at 1-2. Liendo played at second base last night. Did have a double in the sixth inning. Ended up scoring. 1-for-4 altogether. The 1-2. Misses high and away. 93-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 2-2. Pretty cool that across the league, they designed Marvel logos for every team. 2-2 to Liendo. Here's a swing and a rocket. Just foul down the right field line. And we stay at 2-2. Some of them are really, really cool, including Salem's. I think Salem's is one of the best. It's an angry Hulk werewolf-like Muggsy. Here's the 2-2. Here's a swing and a long drive right to the first baseman Bannister for the first out. A well-hit ball hit right to a defender. Sets up Alexis Hernandez, the right fielder, who has been smoking hot since being elevated to single A with the Red Sox. Hit a home run on Tuesday. Did go 0-for-4 yesterday, looking to find his way back into the hit column. First pitch misses inside, 1-0. Had a 3-for-3 Sunday against Delmarva. Just a little bit over a week ago, the 1-0. Misses low and away, 2-0. Wearing number 38 in these fancy Marvel jerseys tonight. Righty on righty matchup. 2-0 on the way. Swing and a fly ball deep to right, and this is down right in front of the warning track for extra bases. Hernandez into second, pulls up with a stand-up one-out double for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the second. Picking up right where he left off. Alexis Hernandez continues to be on a tear here in Salem. Albert Feliz, power hitting first baseman, steps in. Homered earlier this homestand against Delmarva. Every time we talk about his power, he does something special. The first pitch misses low and away, 78-mile-an-hour slider, and it's 1-0. Hernandez on second with those knee-high Red Sox after smashing a double out into right center. Righty on righty. Ramirez with a glance wipes the sweat off his face. Now toes the rubber once again. Kicks and deals the 1-0. Check swing. They'll say he goes. 1-1. Pitch was a 78-mile-an-hour slider in the dirt, but Feliz couldn't quite hold up. Evened up at a ball and a strike. Muscles like the Hulk for Big Albert Feliz. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Fooled him with the breaking ball. 1-2. Bark at the park night tonight. Safe to say Albert Feliz got that dog in him.
I think that's pretty safe to say.
Ball and two strikes, the pitch. Low and away on a breaking ball. Hernandez taking off for third. Throw down to third. Got him. Moreno and Figueroa team up to send Hernandez back to the dugout. Pitch missed. Moreno didn't even let it get away. Just kind of blocked off of him. Trickled in front and he picked it up. Threw to first and Hernandez is thrown out.
He's safe. Just saw the replay on the monitor. Was safe by a wide margin.
Oh, there's no...
Well, no, I mean, yeah. I know, but if there was a replay, he'd be safe.
1-2, hard hit ground ball to Cueva. Glove, fire to first in time to end the inning. Anticlimactic as Hernandez drills a double into the gap in right center, and it's nothing showing. Red Sox do lead it 2-0, top of the third after this in Salem. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more.
Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
On tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox with a 2-0 lead on top of the Downeast Wood Ducks here in the top of three. Luis Perales absolutely dealing for the Red Sox. He has 4 strikeouts already, had 7 in 6 innings a game ago. Tyler, we're going to do something a little bit fun. It's Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night tonight. As you know, I am a very, very big Marvel fan. So Tyler is going to quiz me some Marvel Cinematic Universe trivia. Well, we call some baseball. As Andres Mesa, the second baseman, steps on in, the 9-hole hitter. First pitch, wave and a miss, 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
So here's how we're going to do things. It's going to be Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style, 10 questions, and you get 3 lifelines or hints.
Okay. That's fair. The 0-1 to Mesa. Misses high and away on a fastball at 96, and it's 1-1.
So your first question would be, who founded S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Ooh, who founded S.H.I.E.L.D.? Here's the 1-1. This is high and in on a fastball, 2-1. That's probably, it's not Nick Fury, is it?
No.
I don't know.
I can give you.
All right, give me my lifeline.
There are 2 names. One of them is Howard Stark.
Oh, yes. Okay, the 2-1. All the way. 2-2. Howard Stark, one of them. So this has got to be in, like, one of the Captain America movies. And this actually might be an Endgame when they did that. Here's the 2-2. Low and away. 3-2. Full count. 97 on the fastball, by the way. I give up.
It's Peggy Carter.
Peggy Carter. See, I wouldn't have guessed that. And I've watched all these movies. Bad way to start. 3-2. Called strike. Breaking ball whips on into the zone. Strikeout number 5 for Luis Perales. And it's only the top of the third with 1 gone. Next question.
What is Captain America's shield made out of?
Vibranium.
That is correct.
Vibranium. First pitch to Anthony Gutierrez. Misses the zone, 1-0.
Saw Tony Stark's daughter in Endgame and Infinity War. What is Tony Stark's daughter's name?
Oh. 1-0. Below the knees, 2-0. Jamie?
Starts with an M.
Oh, man. That's such like a irrelevant plot point. 2-0,
you're
follow
right,
the way.
Right. That's an unfair question. I'll admit.
What is it?
Morgan.
Morgan. Yeah, I probably wouldn't have guessed that. She could not be less of a big character.
That's fair. Who killed Tony Stark's parents?
Oh, that was Bucky. That was Bucky. The Winter Soldier.
Yep.
2-1 to Gutierrez. This is high. 3-1.
From which of the 6 Infinity Stones did Carol Danvers or Captain Marvel get her powers from?
Oh, I'm going to say the first, the 3-1. Tails into the zone on a breaking ball. Full count again. I'm going to lock in real quick on Perales, then I'm going to answer your question. The Power Stone? First, the 3-2. High, and it's a walk.
No, I can say that I can give you the color, but that might give it away.
That probably would give it away. Any other form of hint?
It's probably the stone with the most screen time in the MCU.
Not the Soul Stone. No. Oh, so it's got to be the one in the Tesseract.
Right.
The Blue Stone, which is, I don't even remember. Here's Tommy Specht, first pitch. Skipping up to Juan Montero. Nobody moves from first.
little bit of a reset for you. 2-0, Red Sox on top. We're in the top of the third, runner on first with one gone. Specht batting .293, 7 RBIs. 0-1 today. He grounded out his first time around. Soulstone, Power Stone, Time Stone. It's not that. The Time Stone's green. The 1-0. Runner goes. Pitch misses high. Throw down a second. Not in time. Stolen base for Anthony Gutierrez. Thought there was a chance for it. Field umpire Travis Roberson said no cigar. What stones are we missing? Power, time, mind stone?
Well, you're missing reality. That's red.
The reality's red.
Mind is yellow, and you're missing the last one.
Of course. And it's the most, you know, famous one, arguably, because it was in the first one.
Where did Captain Marvel come from?
Space Stone. 2-0.
Yeah.
Foul the way.
There you go. You got
I overthought it big time. 2-1 to Tommy Spence.
In what movie does Black Widow first appear?
Ooh, she's in Iron Man 3. Or Iron Man 2. It's one of the Iron Mans.
My answer sheet's saying the original Iron Man, but I don't think
Oh, is it?
I don't
think it is.
True.
It might be. It must be. It must be. So it's one of the early Iron Mans. 2-1. Misses downstairs. 3-1. 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and Brawley's on the verge of back-to-back walks here. Runner on second. 2-0 lead for the Sox. Top of the third. Down east. One of their best bats, and Tommy Specht at the dish.
On the topic of the Black Panther movie, how are T'Challa and Killmonger related?
Cousins.
Cousins.
They are cousins. Perales, righty on lefty. Plants to second, kicks and deals the 3-1. Swing and a fly ball right back to the netting. 3-2.
What do the Avengers eat after defeating Loki in New York?
Shawarma.
That's correct.
Another full count for Luis Perales. Runner on second. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a smashed ball. Deep to right center field. It's going and it is gone. A two-run moonshot off the barrel of Tommy Specht to tie this game at 2-2. Boy, did he get a hold of that baseball.
Only the second home run Perales has allowed all year, and the first time in three outings in which Perales has allowed more than one base hit.
Just like that, this game has completely changed with that two-run shot to tie things up. Felt like Salem had a whole lot of momentum. Down east takes it right back. Sets up Danier Cueva, the three-hole hitter. Looks at a ball on the outside, and it's 1-0. Seemed like after getting hit by that pitch, Perales just hasn't been quite the same. Called strike, 95-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-1.
All right, what's the next question?
In Spider-Man No Way Home, which version?
Hard hit ground ball. Gloved over there by Ravello. Throw to first in time for the second out.
Which version of Spider-Man successfully saves MJ after she falls off the statue?
It was Andrew Garfield's version because he didn't get to save his love and Gwen in the second set of Spider-Man movies, The Amazing Spider-Mans. It was a nice moment. First pitch to Glader Figueroa, misses low and away, 1-0.
Did you watch the Hawkeye series on Disney?
I did.
Plus?
All right,
this is relating to that.
Okay.
I'll let you call this pitch. All right. 1-0.
1-0 on the way. Here's a swing. Hard hit ground ball right to Ravello. Picks it up, throws it to first to end the inning. More Marvel trivia when we come back in the bottom of the third. This game is tied after a two-run shot from Tommy Speck. 2-2, bottom of three after this in Salem.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6.05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Tie ball game here in the bottom of the third on a beautiful night for baseball at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, and Juan Montero grabs a twig for the first time tonight. The nine-hole hitter for the Salem Red Sox at the bottom of the order. We are tied two apiece after Tommy Specht got a hold of a baseball over the right field wall. Here's a chopper, sky high, backing up and gloving it is Cueva. Fire to first, pulls Piatto off the bag, but the tag is applied right in front of the plate for out number one. Climactic first pitch. One gone in a tie game here in the bottom of the third. Sets up little poppy Juan Chacon, the left fielder. Singled his first time around, stole a base. Ended up being hit home on a two-run shot from Cutter Coffee. First pitch. Breaking ball tails into the zone, 0-1. Well, Tyler, let's bring that Marvel trivia back.
Yeah. In the Disney Plus series Hawkeye, what does Yelena cook for Kate when she breaks into the apartment?
0-1. Paints the outside corner on a breaking ball. Nothing in two. Ooh, grilled cheese?
Very, very close. Has to do with cheese.
I knew it had to do with cheese. It's not mac and cheese.
It is mac and cheese.
All right, close. What else you got?
In the Disney Plus series, Loki. What does TVA stand for?
0-2, waved on and missed. 78-mile-an-hour slider fools Juan Chacon, and he is sat down on strikes. Two gone. And a 2-2 ball game here in the bottom of three. Setting up Cutter Coffee. He homered his last time around. A two-run blast over the left field wall. The timeline.
Not just time.
Time. Something agency. First pitch called strike on the inside corner.
Afraid that's not it.
TVA.
Time.
I don't know. What you got? 0-1. Fouled away. Nothing in two.
The Time Variance Authority.
Okay. Okay.
Back to the movies. Ant-Man. Why was Scott Lang in jail? Why was he arrested? In Ant-Man 1.
0-2. Low it away. 1-2. Oh, I forgot he was in jail. Wasn't it like robbery?
Burglary, yeah. Yep.
1-2. On the way to Cutter Coffee. Pitch misses just inside, breaking ball at 80, and it's 2-2. All right, what else you got?
This one's a bit obscure, so wouldn't blame you if you don't know the answer to this one. Pepper Potts is allergic to what?
2-2 to Coffee, misses low and away on a fastball. And the count worked full here, 3-2. She's allergic to carrots, right? No.
It's a vegetable.
It is a vegetable. She's allergic to... Payoff pitch to Coffee. Low and away. Two out, full count walk for Cutter Coffee.
My apologies, it's a fruit, not a vegetable.
Tomatoes?
No. I don't know why I called it a vegetable.
Oh,
it's very
strawberries.
It's strawberries.
Yeah, I remember that.
Let's see what else we got.
Brings up the big-barreled Alan Castro. He homered last night in the ninth. Leading the Carolina League North in doubles with 16. Also on a six-game hitting streak, his third six-game hitting streak of the year.
His longest of the year was a 9-game hitting streak. He is 0 for 1 today. Yeah, what else you got?
Trying to find a solid question here.
Here's the first pitch to Castro. Misses high and away on a fastball, 1-0.
What is the name of Thor's hammer?
Mjolnir.
That's correct.
241 is Alan Castro. 3 homers, 24 RBIs for the lefty. The switch hitting lefty, the 1-0. This is outside, 2-0. You know, he's a switch hitter. I'd say he probably bats lefty 70 to 80% of the time.
Probably more like 90 if we're being honest here.
And that's mostly because most of the pitchers are right-handed. 2 balls, no strikes to pitch. This is low and away, 3-0. What else you got? Stormbreaker, by the way, is the axe.
That wasn't my next question, okay. But when Jarvis became Vision, what system replaced Jarvis for Tony Stark?
Oh, it was, I don't know why I want to say happy. It's definitely not happy. Got him. Pickoff over to first. Carter Coffey is picked off to end the inning. I guess more trivia coming up later. 2-2, we are tied here in Salem. We go to the top of the fourth. Back after this. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Avengers!
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the fourth on tap for you. Here on a beautiful night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Salem Red Sox, top of the Down East Wood Ducks. Or excuse me, we are tied. My apologies, 2-2. Taking you through the middle innings on play-by-play, Tyler Katz.
Appreciate it, Gio. 2-2, as you mentioned. Down East bringing up the 5-6-7 portion of the batting order. Connor Piatto, Angel Aponte, and Zion Bannister due up. Piatto today 0-for-0 after being hit by a pitch. Ball outside. We'll take you through more Marvel trivia questions today. I was quizzing my broadcast partner Giovanni up here in the booth. It's the 1-0 missing outside. Anyway, the question that we left you on was what system replaced Jarvis for Tony Stark? Gio, you had an inning break to think about it. Did you come up with an answer?
I wanted to say birthday, and I knew that wasn't right, but I think it's like Friday.
Called strike on the outside part of the plate. 2-1 count as Luis Peralta is still wheeling and dealing, but that is correct.
Let's go.
And if you want to chime in with a trivia question of your own, called strike on the inside part of the plate counts even 2-2, you can do so using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast on Twitter. Gio, how about you? You down for a couple more?
Yeah. Oh, let's do it.
2-2. Ooh. Al Ball heading back and will drop maybe 10, 15 feet in front of us.
Yeah.
What kind of doctor is Stephen Strange?
Oh, he's either a heart surgeon or a brain surgeon. I'm going to go with brain surgeon.
That's correct, neurosurgeon. 2-2 delivery, a bit upstairs, full count to Connor Piatto, the Mississauga, Ontario native. What elective class? Hang on, full count, payoff pitch, back up the middle. Peralta gets hit again. But he'll recover this time.
to make the play. Man, he's just like a baseball magnet up there.
Yeah, poor guy just keeps getting pelted. Nice job, though, sticking with it, making the play.
What elective class did Thor take on Asgard?
Elective class.
When he was in school, what class did he take as an elective?
That must have been one of the first movies.
This is a bit obscure. I believe it appears in Infinity War.
It's probably one of those throwaway type lines.
Swing and a miss for strike one for Angel Aponte.
Theater.
It was learning Groot, the language.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, again, one of those goofy throwaway lines for the kids.
Oh, one ball upstairs, one ball and one strike.
These are good, though, because these are tough.
Yeah, they're not gimmies,
they're not
for
gimmies.
Sure. 1-1 bouncing in the dirt for Angel Aponte. Two balls and a strike. The film Thor: The Dark World is centered around which of the Infinity Stones?
That is centered around, I guess, the Space Stone?
No, it's the red one.
Oh, okay.
Check swing on a pitch inside, appeal down, no swing.
Right,
3-1.
The Dark Elves
right.
have it. So the red is what, the Mind Stone?
No, that's orange. Or no, that's yellow.
Right. That's not the Power Stone, is it?
Power's purple.
Power's purple.
3-1. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Which one's the Reality Stone?
Reality is
that.
Red.
It is the Reality Stone?
It is
stone?
The Reality oh. Stone. Or no, is... Yeah, no, it is, because that's the Aether.
Right, right. Taking it way back. Everyone hates that movie. I think it's good, personally. And I've watched every single one of them, the shows. Everyone doesn't like that movie, but I like that one.
Payoff pitch. High fly ball hit towards right. Hernandez tracing back at the warning track, but will reach up and track it down for the out. Couple more questions here on Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. You know the name of Peter Parker's high school in the MCU?
Oh, it probably is different than the earlier movies, too, because it's the MCU. I don't.
Midtown High School.
Midtown High School. CA would have never guessed that. These are uber specific.
They are.
You got
I'll
any
give
ones
you that.
That are not?
I do, and I think this is a good one to end on.
Okay.
Ball one bouncing in the dirt for Zion Bannister. In Thor Ragnarok, who does Thor fight in the arena while stuck on Sakaar?
Oh, that's Hulk, obviously. Everyone
okay, all right. I'll give you a little bit of a medium difficulty. We got to end on a good one. After the 1-0 to the Bahamian native Zion Bannister, check swing, called a strike. Count goes even to one ball and one strike. How familiar are you with, hang on, 1-1, grounding ball over to second base, picked up by Ravello, the flip onto Feliz. It's more of a line drive than a flip of a throw.
Ooh,
but the out
on.
Is made, and yeah, I think he got stepped on 4-3, ground out for Bannister. Albert Feliz looks a little bit shaken up. He's helped to his feet by his pitcher, Luis Perales. A round of applause, and we'll leave it there. Finale of trivia when we come back on MILB TV.
Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th. As the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Back here on Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight from Salem. Tie game at 2-2 and a call to the bullpen for the Down East Wood Ducks as well as we enter the fourth inning. Nick Lockhart takes over for Luis Ramirez. And Ramirez didn't have that bad of an outing. Two runs on three hits, one of those a big fly by Cutter Coffey in the first inning. Since then has seemed to settle down. So a bit of an interesting move. Last inning when we left off, a scary situation as Zion Banister twisted his ankle while stepping on Albert Feliz. Both men seem to be okay as Banister returns to left field. Leading things off, Alan Castro. First pitch called strike. Quickly on Nick Lockhart before we finish up our Marvel trivia. Lockhart, an 0.90 ERA, has looked really good for the Wood Ducks so far. Ball outside. He's only pitched in 10 innings so far. This is his seventh appearance. 1-1, swung on and missed. Native to Woodgrove, Virginia. So, not too far from here. Playing now in the Rangers organization. Called strike three on a pitch inside. Alan Castro takes one on the inside part of the plate. First strikeout for Lockhart as it brings up Luis Ravello. Woodgrove in Northern Virginia, otherwise known as Nova, about 3 hours and 15 minutes away from where we are here in Salem. Called strike. Or went to Woodgrove High School, I should say, in Purcellville, Virginia. So it's an 0-1 with one away. The pitch swung on, ground ball, Cueva, the shortstop, picks it up, fires on to first, and there are two outs in this inning. So we'll take you through the finale of our trivia question. Wanda Maximov and her brother Pietro are from what country?
Romania.
No. It is a fictional country.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Justinson Garcia, the batter, takes the first pitch inside, ball one.
Sokovia.
Sokovia.
And it's made up, yeah. The Sokovia Accords, yeah, yeah. That was in Age of Ultron that they first appeared.
1-0, called strike on the inside part of the plate. One ball, one strike, two outs, nobody on, bottom four, Down East 2, Salem 2. Pitch from Lockhart, missing outside for ball one. Nick Lockhart in his first inning of work, ball downstairs, 3-1 to Garcia. Born in Leesburg, Virginia, spent all of his time last season playing for Down East. The 22-year-old right-handed pitcher stands 6'6". Ball inside for Garcia. There's a runner aboard with two away. It brings up Abram Liendo. Lockhart, a 2019 11th round draft pick by the Texas Rangers. First pitch to Liendo, called a strike on the inside part of the plate. You know, on this Down East roster, there's a lot of diversity of where guys are from. A lot of American players and a lot of Dominican and Venezuelan players, which seems to be the majority. Foul ball on a runner going. It will trickle into the seats where a fan who brought a glove, that's the reason you do it. What are the odds? The fan who brought the glove, it seemed to have been hand-delivered right to her.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. One of the first foul balls caught we've seen all year.
0-2 runner at first, two away. The pitch to Liendo swung on and missed. No, he got a piece of it. My apologies. But just a list of countries represented by the Down East Wood Ducks: Venezuela, the Dominican Republic, the United States, Panama, Australia, Canada, Mexico, and the Bahamas. That's eight different countries represented. Pickoff back to first, but in safely is Garcia. Two Australians, a Bahamian, one Mexican. Ground ball heading over to short, picked up by the third baseman, Figueroa. The throw into first, not in time. The runner in Garcia takes third on some aggressive base running. An infield single for Abram Liendo puts runners at the corners for the hot-hitting Alexis Hernandez. And all of a sudden, when there were two outs in the inning and Lockhart was dealing, now there's a chance for Salem to score some runs.
Yeah, it just seemed like the play wasn't there for whatever reason. Mesa and Cueva shouldn't have had an opportunity at a double play, and instead nobody was on the second base bag. And then after looking there and deciding he had to throw to first, it just wasn't in time. Liendo is speedy, man. Very, very fast infielder. Defender first, but a big, big infield single there. And then Garcia says, hey, nobody's on third either.
Abram Liendo, one of the fastest players in the Carolina League, tied for third in the league in stolen bases with 27. He could potentially get number 28 if he takes off for second during the Alexis Hernandez at-bat. Liendo trailing Guy Lipscomb of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Simpson of the Charleston River Dogs with 44 stolen bases. Pickoff back to first. Liendo back in safely. Garcia is toying with Figueroa, the third baseman. Just dancing over at third. Runners at the corners. Runner goes. Liendo doesn't get a throw from Moreno. Instead gets the free stolen base, his 28th stolen base of the year. He is now in sole possession of third place in the Carolina League in stolen bags.
Yeah, that's smart, though, not to throw, because could have got the double steal with Garcia coming home.
0-1 to Hernandez. Ball downstairs. Count goes even to one ball and one strike. Nick Lockhart now needing to work out of a jam.
Hernandez, you couldn't ask for a better guy at the dish right now in this spot.
Made his debut just about a week ago. 1-1 lifted in the air, left field. Bannister gives chase, has a read, reaches up, it's in the glove. Red Sox are forced to leave a couple stranded as Hernandez flies out to left. No runs on a hit, two runners left on base for Salem. We're through four complete. It's your score, Down East 2, Salem 2 on MILB TV.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, tie game at twos apiece. Top of the fifth inning about to get underway. Luis Perales back out for his fifth inning of work. He surrendered two runs on two hits. Both runs coming in on a two-run Tommy Specht home run. Bottom of the order, plus one for Down East. Jesus Moreno, Andres Mesa, and Anthony Gutierrez, the 8-9-1 portion of the batting order, due up this inning. 7:12 here on the East Coast and in Salem, Virginia. First pitch from Perales is hammered by Moreno back to center, but Castro is there to make the play for the first out of the inning. In Omaha, Nebraska, officially underway in game one of the College World Series Finals. National champion for baseball in 2023 will either be the Tigers of LSU or the Gators of Florida. Top of the first inning, LSU, the designated road team, already has a runner on with one out. First pitch, Andres Mesa swung on and missed for strike one. Today, five strikeouts for Luis Perales. The 0-1 delivery, another slow swing and miss for Andres Mesa. Mesa today 0-for-1. He struck out looking and was the most recent strikeout victim of Luis Perales that occurred back in the third inning. Mesa, native to Azua, Dominican Republic, spent last season in the Arizona Complex League. The 0-2. Fouled off and heading back and over the press box out of play. Down East being led this week by acting manager and development coach Nick Jansen. 0-2, fly ball hit center field. Castro turned around, heading for the warning track, reaches up and makes the grab for out number two. Back-to-back plays made by Alan Castro in center as the lineup card flips to the top of the order for Anthony Gutierrez, the designated hitter. But manager for Down East, Carlos Maldonado, not able to make the trip to Salem. So Nick Jansen, the development coach, the acting manager. Foul ball hooking Fallon out of play. Hits off the press box windows, ricochets into the crowd where a fan makes a nice grab. It's an 0-1 count to Anthony Gutierrez, who's 0-for-1 today. Limbo's out of the way of a high and tight fastball at 94, 1-1. Gutierrez yet to put a ball in play. He's walked and struck out. The 1-1 delivery. Called a strike upstairs at the letters. Marvel's defenders of the Diamond Knight. Salem wearing specialty uniforms with a comic book design and a specialty logo with a Muggsy on and a special design designed by animators at Marvel. Called strike on the outside part of the plate, or a ball on the outside part of the plate, 2-2 to Gutierrez. Specialty caps as well. 2-2 downstairs, and the count will roll full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on here in the top of the fifth for Down East in a tie game. Perales sets fires to Gutierrez. Called strike three on the inside part of the plate. Gutierrez knew it and started the walk back to the dugout. Three up, three down for Down East here in the fifth, as Perales has now struck out six batters. Salem will have the 8-9-1 portion of their batting order due up in the bottom of the fifth when we come back on MILB TV.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th.
Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Albert Feliz leading things off. First pitch swing and heading over to short Cueva, and his glove fires onto first. One pitch, one out. No, he bobbled it. Hold on a second. I caught myself. Connor Piatto bobbled it at first base, called safe by Travis Roberson on what in all likelihood is going to be a reach on E3. Feliz reaches after Piatto couldn't handle it. It brings up the 0-for-1 Juan Montero batting from the right-handed side against Nick Lockhart. Pitch from Lockhart missing upstairs for ball one. And it is an error accredited to Piatto. 73rd error of the season. Four down east. Check swing on a foul ball. Montero will stop in his tracks about a quarter way up the line. Oh, hold on. I have to correct my scorebook here. The official scorer is giving that an error on Cueva, a throwing error on the shortstop. Either way, runner at first, nobody out. The 1-1 swung on and missed by Montero for strike two. Tie game at two apiece. Red Sox looking to break that tie. The 1-2 swung on and missed by Montero as he goes down on strikes. Second strikeout for the relief pitcher Nick Lockhart and the Virginia native pitching back in his home state. Top of the order for Juan Chacon. He's 1-for-2 today. Lockhart was drafted out of Woodgrove High School in Purcellville. Fly ball will head over towards right field. And making the play is Tommy Speck on the first pitch. Juan Chacon goes down on a flyout. 22-year-old relief pitcher now having to take on the 1-for-1 Cutter Coffey, who hit his third home run of the season earlier tonight. Back in the first inning, and accounts for both of Salem's runs. The Wood Ducks 2 and the Red Sox 2, bottom 5. Lockhart settles his feet on the mound, winds and fires on a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Cutter Coffey down in the count 0-1 after one pitch. Beautiful night for baseball as the 0-1 missing, picking back off to first. Back in safely is Albert Feliz, who reached on an error earlier this inning. Game time conditions were partly cloudy and 80 degrees. Conditions have cooled by about just 2 degrees an hour in. 1-1 delivery swung on and missed by Coffey. It's a ball and two strikes. High today was 81. We were right about there at first pitch. Start of the game, winds were blowing at around 7 miles per hour. Now the flags are calm. 1-2 fouled off to the first base camera well and will trickle up towards the Down East bullpen in right field. As well as the specialty uniforms for Salem, ground screw doing a nice job with some designs behind home plate and on the mound. Ball downstairs to Coffey, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Of Captain America's shield, which can be seen prevalently on the back of the mound and behind home plate. 2-2 missing downstairs.
and it's a full count with two outs. And typically in that situation, either it's a foul ball or something in play. The runner at first, in this case Albert Feliz, who is not known for his speed, will be running on lifting the leg. Runner goes on a ground ball down the third baseline and foul. Nick Lockhart, the 6'6", 205-pound right-handed reliever, trying to get through his second inning of work. He allowed runners to reach second and third last inning before getting out of the jam. Payoff pitch once more, swung on and missed by Coffey for strike three. It was a foul tip into the glove as that ends the inning. Third strikeout for Lockhart, no runs, no hits. One error for Down East and one runner left on base for Salem. We're through five innings. It's Down East 2, Salem 2 on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
The salute to service, always a great tradition here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, asking those who have served fighting for our nation to stand and be recognized. And always great to see some veterans of our great armed forces come out to the ballpark. Tommy Speck leads off the inning, will swing and miss as Luis Perales leads off, is back into the game, I should say, for his sixth inning of work. Second pitch to Speck, swung on, foul tip for strike two. Speck 1-for-2 today, hit his first home run of the season back in the third. 0-2 delivery, outside ball one. Third season. One-two, fouled off, hooking out of play. That one finds its way into the seats. Tommy Specht, just 18 years old. Make that 19 today. Happy birthday for Tommy Specht as a foul ball will roll up the right field line. How about that? Hits his first professional home run on his birthday. Swing and a fly ball hit into shallow right field. Going after it is the right fielder Hernandez, who reaches up and makes the catch. The Dubuque, Iowa native will fly out to right. But happy birthday to Tommy Speck. Celebrates his 19th birthday here in Salem and hits his first professional home run as well. How about that for Tommy Speck? The Speck family happens to be watching from Iowa. Great young man, Speck, who has been making a name for himself with the Down East Wood Ducks. Ball high and tight for ball one. Prior to being drafted, Tommy Speck played for the Clinton Lumber Kings in Clinton, Iowa. Donyer Cueva has a 1-0 count and will fly over towards right field. Diving, did he make the catch? He did. What a grab by Alexis Hernandez. Out in right field, it was tough to see if he made the play, but Hernandez dives out to make the catch. Taking a look at the replay on MILB TV. He dives for it, catches it in the glove, and then falls to the ground as he was leaning forward. Just a loss of balance. And what I thought was the ball was one of his, I guess, wrist sweat protectors, if you want to call it that.
ball on the outside part of the plate for Glader Figueroa. Two-two our score, top of the sixth inning. The 1-0 to Figueroa, called strike on the outside part of the plate. So two plays this inning for Alexis Hernandez out in right field. Corrales in his sixth inning of work, likely his last. 1-1, swung on and missed for strike two. Take a look at pitch counts. Corrales is now up to 87. 56 of those have been strikes. Pitch number 88 on the way. The 1-2 is a single into right field for a base hit. Glader Figueroa has a multi-hit game after singling back in the second inning. Brings up Connor Piatto. Piatto is 0 for 1, hit by a pitch and grounding out to the pitcher. And I think that'll do it for Luis Perales. Allows the single. 88 pitches is all he'll get. He'll get an ovation from the crowd here in Salem as he walks off the mound. A call to the bullpen here in the sixth inning after the Figueroa single. So Perales leaves the ballgame, pitching through 5 2/3, allowing 3 hits. Still to be determined how many runs he's allowed. It's either 2 or 3, depending on whether Figueroa comes around to score or not. He walked just one batter while striking out 6. So a call to the bullpen. We'll see Caleb Bolden come into the ballgame for Salem. Bolden has been a reliable arm for Salem. 1-2 record with 3 saves and a 3.94 ERA and 29 2/3 innings pitched. His most recent outing came on June 15th against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Got the winning decision in 2 2/3 innings pitched, allowed 3 hits, 1 run, walking 1, while striking out 3. One of his most successful recent outings came on one of the last days of May, on May 30th at Myrtle Beach. Got the winning decision, pitched 3 innings, only allowing 1 hit, no earned runs, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. Caleb Bolden got the save against Delmarva on June 16th. 2 innings pitched. There's a fastball and a slider. Has struck out 5 batters in each of his last 2 appearances. Played his last year at college at TCU. Transferred from Arkansas for the graduate season. Out of high school, was selected in the 17th round of the 2017 MLB draft by the Tampa Bay Rays, but elected to go to school at Arkansas instead. So Caleb Bolden takes over, to get the final out of the sixth inning. Connor Piatto steps in from the left-handed side, swings and misses for strike 1. Runner at first with 2 outs, tie ball game, top 6. Bolden now on the mound, sets, fires. And a ball downstairs, a ball and a strike. Connor Piatto attending Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. Native to Mississauga, Ontario in Canada. One, one. Hit back up the middle. Castro having to go on a line, turning around to the press box, but will be able to make the catch about 10 feet in front of the warning track for the final out of the inning. Here in the sixth, no runs on 1 hit, 1 runner left on base, 4 down east. We head to the bottom of the sixth. We're still tied. It's down east 2, Salem 2 on MILB TV.
Avengers! Assemble.
The
Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the sixth inning on tap here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. And another call to the bullpen for the Down East Wood Ducks. Leandro Lopez from the now Dominican Republic steps onto the hill for the Wood Ducks. Playing in his first season with Down East, took a big jump, didn't even play in the Arizona Complex League with the ACL Rangers, instead jumping straight from the Dominican Summer League to single-A baseball. Ball upstairs to Alan Castro, who leads off the inning, riding a six-game hitting streak that's currently in danger of being snapped as Castro is 0-for-2. 1-0 delivery right at the letters, called strike one. This season, a 2-2 record for Leandro Lopez in 34 innings pitched, has walked 29, striking out 45 with a 3.71 ERA. 1-1, fouled back into the screen. Lopez becomes the third Down East pitcher of the night. His most recent outing came on June 17th, 1 week ago. 1-2, too far upstairs, two balls and two strikes. The most recent outing came on June 17th against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Pitched in 3 2/3, allowed six hits, five runs, only allowing one of them earned. Did not allow a walk while striking out four. He'll get his first strikeout of the night as he rings up Alan Castro, looking to begin the Red Sox action here in the sixth. Nick Lockhart, who is the previous pitcher for Down East, his day is done after two innings of work. Luis Ravello stands in for Salem. First offering to him, check swing, called strike. Lockhart went two innings, only allowed one hit, no runs, walking one while striking out three batters. 0-1 to Ravello, called strike on the outside part of the plate. It's an 0-2 to the Red Sox second baseman. O2 delivery, fouled off. Bottom of the sixth inning, Salem 2, Down East 2. We have been tied since the top of the third when Down East struck with a two-run home run from the birthday boy, Tommy Specht. O2 high and tight on a breaking ball at 79. First ball of the Ravello at bat on the fourth pitch. One-two delivery, too far downstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Leandro Lopez has looked pretty good so far through the first two batters that he's faced. Rung up, Castro looking, went ahead in the count 0-2 to Ravello, who has worked himself back into the count 2-2. The delivery is poked into center field. Aponte, ranging back, will reach up and on the run make the grab for the second out of the inning. Justinson Garcia has yet to put a ball in play himself. Today is 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. 230 batter on the year in Garcia. First offering outside, ball one.
second game of the second half. 1-0 called a strike on the inside part of the plate. 1-1 count, 94 mile per hour fastball. Down East, 1-0 in the half. Salem 0-1, trying to even that up is Salem. Foul ball hooking towards the grand slam bar in the right field line. Falls out of a fan's hand before trickling into a row of seats. Calling two strikes to Garcia. The pitch is hit over towards right field. Specht has a read, barely has to move out in right field. Three up, three down. Go the Salem Red Sox at the bottom of the sixth. We're two-thirds of the way through our ball game today. Your score, Down East 2, Salem 2. We head to the seventh next on MILB TV.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6.05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Caleb Bolden came in to pitch to one batter in the sixth inning. He's back out for his first full inning of work here in the seventh. 77 degrees, mostly sunny skies here in Salem as Angel Ponte steps into the batter's box. 0-2 today. Strikeout and a flyout to right. So Caleb Bolden, just the second pitcher used tonight for Salem after Luis Perales went 5 2/3. First offering to Aponte finds its way as the slider gets into there for strike one. Aponte batting 182 in this series. The 0-1 swung on and missed. Count goes to 0-2. From Acadamare del Toy, Venezuela, six-handed, right-handed outfielder in the Rangers organization. Played in High A Hickory for most of this season, batting .191. Forced the call down to Down East. 0-2 to Aponte, ball downstairs. More like a rehab assignment, I should say, for Aponte. Signed on as an international free agent in 2016, so has been with the organization for a very long time. The 1-2, high sky ball, heading over towards left field in foul territory and out of play. In his career with the Texas Rangers, has hit .268. 1-2 dribbler heading over to Cutter Coffee. The shortstop to throw on to first is in time for the first out of the inning. Zion Bannister 0-2 today. He struck out and grounded out. Native to Nassau, Bahamas. In the major leagues, there have only been 9 players native to the Bahamas called strike on the outside part of the plate. of active players in the MLB. There's just one MLB The Show cover athlete, Jazz Chisholm Jr. The 0-1 hit over towards short. Coffee dives, can't get there, and Bannister has himself a base hit. That nine batters, 10 players overall have been from the Bahamas. Just one pitcher has made it to the show. Jesus Moreno, the catcher, popped up in foul territory to the catcher Montero and flew out to the center fielder Castro in today's game. First pitch called strike. Moreno, the native to Valencia, Venezuela. Utility player, has played catcher, first base, and center field. Pickoff back to first, but in safely is Bannister. Played all of last season with the Arizona Complex League Rangers, batting 271 there in 28 games played. This is just his 13th game played for the Wood Ducks this season. 0-1 to Moreno. Check swing, runner goes, throw down to second's a bit too high. Bannister is in there safely with a stolen base. So Zion Bannister now in scoring position, top of the seventh inning. One out in a tie 2-2 game. No runs have scored since the third. Moreno trying to drive in Bannister. The 1-1 delivery finds its way into the strike zone on the inside part of the plate. Ball and two strikes, one out. Strikeout could be huge here before taking on Andres Mesa, who stands in the on-deck circle. 1-2, swung on and missed, and exactly what the doctor ordered for Salem. Strikeout number one of the night for Caleb Bolden, number seven as a staff, with the six from Luis Perales. Two outs in the inning. We'll bring up the nine-hole batter, Andres Mesa. Just underneath the baseball was Moreno on the swinging strikeout. Mesa, with his 0-for-2 line today, is batting 177 on the year. Runner at second, Bolden looks back, kicks the leg and fires, swing and a miss for strike one. A couple fans getting in on the action as well, taunting Mesa to swing as the pitch came close. If we have a second here, we'll take you through scores from around the Carolina League. 0-1 delivery fouled off for strike two. In the Carolina League, Lynchburg leading Carolina 5-1 in the bottom of the ninth in Zebulon. Fredericksburg leads Columbia 2-1, bottom seven in South Carolina. Charleston looks to start 2-0 in the second half with a 6-2 lead over Fayetteville. Kannapolis leads Myrtle Beach 1-0, top of the third in Kannapolis. And Augusta leading Delmarva 1-0 in Salisbury at the home of the Shorebirds. 0-2 count, two outs. Pitch to Mesa. Called strike three. We'll leave it there. We head to the seventh inning stretch in a tie ball game. Back-to-back strikeouts by Caleb Bolden. No runs on a hit. One runner left on base. Time to stand up and stretch here on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark on Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night. Salem trying to take the lead to defend their diamond in front of a really great crowd, one of the better crowds we've seen so far this season. Most of the lower level full, with a decent chunk of the lower levels of the upper deck full as well. A really good crowd on hand to watch Downey's Wood Ducks take on the Salem Red Sox. Here in the bottom of the seventh, we have a tie ball game. Leandro Lopez back out for his second inning of work. Abram Liendo, Alexis Hernandez, Albert Feliz do up this inning. 1-0 to Liendo on a pitch violation. Called strike will even the count to one ball and one strike. Swing and a chopper heading over to first, picked up by Piatto. He sprints to the bag himself. The pitcher in Lopez was there to cover, but he said, no, 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 I got this myself. And Liendo is out on a three unassisted. Alexis Hernandez, 1-for-2 today with a double back in the second inning. Was then caught stealing, heading for third. He flew out to left field in the fourth. First pitch downstairs will miss for ball one. Hernandez, a decent sample size now, still batting an absolutely insane 412. There's a homer and six RBIs on his line as well. 1-0 ball upstairs, 2-0 count to Hernandez. Well, it's been a boring middle of this ball game with no runs scoring since the top of the third. 2-0, called a strike. 2-1 count on a 94 mile per hour fastball. There's also been a shortage of small ball as all four runs scored tonight have come off the home run. 2-1 upstairs. 3-1 count to Hernandez. Which admittedly is a weird thing to say at this ballpark, which is known for being cavernous and keeping balls in. A two-run homer, but from the birthday boy for Down East, Tommy Specht, who's celebrating his 19th birthday today. 3-1 inside ball four, and Hernandez walks. Cutter Coffey, who celebrated his 19th birthday earlier this year, hit a two-run home run back in the first. So two 19-year-olds have been responsible for all of the scoring today. First base runner surrendered by Leandro Lopez. Brings up Albert Feliz 0-for-2. First pitch finds its way into the strike zone for strike one. One other storyline, Alan Castro on a six-game hitting streak. He's 0-for-3 today. That's in danger of being snapped. The 0-1, check swing, called a strike. It's an 0-2 count to Feliz. Castro not guaranteed an at-bat. Or he would have to be. Never mind, I take that back. Castro is guaranteed at least one more at-bat. Two runner goes, swing and a miss. The throw down to second base, skips away, and a stolen base for Alexis Hernandez. Down East thought it could be a strike him out, throw him out situation, but instead Hernandez safe at second. Feliz swings and misses. Second strikeout for Leandro Lopez, second out of the inning. And Salem is in danger of stranding a runner in scoring position. They've done a good job of that today. Have only stranded three so far. Runner at second, Juan Montero, the batter. First pitch from Lopez finds its way into the zone at 80 for strike one.
Yeah, better than yesterday. Strained at 9 yesterday. Twice with the bases loaded. But there was more hitting.
Yeah. Have only stranded runners in 2 innings so far. The 0-1, flared foul out of play for strike two. Stranded 2 runners in the 4th inning with runners at 2nd and 3rd. That one hurt the most. Salem also stranded Albert Feliz on first base back in the 5th. Down East, meanwhile, has stranded 4 runners today, 2 in the 2nd, 1 each in the 6th and 7th. Not a lot of base running in total. 8 base hits combined. It's 2 runs on 4 hits for both teams. 1 error in the ballgame belonging to Down East. The 0-2 swung on and missed by Montero. The tag is made by Moreno for the 3rd out. 3rd strikeout for Leandro Lopez. A 2 unassisted on the tag. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left on for Salem. We're through 7 innings complete in a tie ball game. Who will break the tie? That's the question. Going to be answered coming up on MILB TV.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a 9-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Tie ball game at 2 apiece as we head to the 8th inning. Caleb Bolden returns for his 3rd
inning. Hey, Red Sox fans.
Taking you the rest of the way on the play-by-play, here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Tyler. What's going on, Red Sox fans? Thanks so much for joining us here on this beautiful Saturday evening in the mountains of Southwest Virginia. 2-2 your score. Down East and Salem tied up in every category besides errors. 4 hits apiece, 2 runs apiece. Here's Anthony Gutierrez looking at a strike at 84 on a slider from Caleb Bolden, the Arkansas/TCU product. He kicks and deals the 0-1. Check swing, an appeal down the first baseline, and Travis Roberson down the first baseline says that he did go around, and it's nothing and 2. Bolden played his grad year at TCU, the 0-2. Waved on and missed. Fooled him with the slider. 1 gone here in the top of the 8th. We go to the 2-hole. Tommy Specht, it was 1-2-3. Due up for the Wood Ducks here in the top of the 8th. Bolden deals his 3rd consecutive strikeout dating back to the last 2 outs of the 7th inning. Righty on lefty matchup to the 299 Specht as he looks at a called strike, 93 mile an hour fastball, and it's nothing and 1. Specht 1-for-3 on the day. He had a 2-run blast in the 3rd to tie this game up at 2. Nobody has scored since then. Bolden kicks, deals the 0-1. Wave and a miss. Bolden with a breaking ball at 83. Nothing and 2. Infield playing in on the left side here. Playing out on the right side. Bolden winds, fires the 0-2. Misses outside. 94 mile an hour fastball just away. And it's 1-2.
beautiful night for baseball here in Salem. A great crowd, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night tonight. 1-2 to Specht. Just below the knees. Breaking ball at 83 once again. And the count evens itself up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. Join us right here at the ballpark. You can get your tickets at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. 2-2. Called strike on the inside corner. Changeup got him at 86. Strikeout number 4 in a row for Caleb Bolden. He is dealing. And there are 2 gone in the top of the 8th. Tie ball game at 2 apiece. Pitching clinic here by Bolden. 2 swinging, 2 looking. 4 strikeouts in a row dating back to the 7th. Danier Cueva, first pitch, misses outside. 1-0, 93-mile-an-hour heater. Juan Montero behind home plate for the Red Sox catching tonight in your battery. Cueva 0-for-3 today. 1-0, called strike. Outside corner, 82 on the changeup, 1-1. Struck out once, grounded out once, and lined out once. Righty on lefty once again. 1-1 on the way. Wave and a miss. Got him with the off speed, and it's 1-2. Now it almost looks like a conversation about to be taking place here between John Forster, the home plate umpire, and Caleb Bolden, and he was just giving him a new pearl. Rather than giving it to Juan Montero, walked all the way up almost to the front lip of that pitcher's mound to give him a new ball. And back to baseball we go. 2 gone, nobody on, and a 2-2 ball game here, top of the 8th. 1-2 the count, Bolden the pitch. Swing and a miss, 94-mile-an-hour fastball. 5 strikeouts in a row for Caleb Bolden, dating back to the last 2 of the 7th. We're tied 2-2, home half of the 8th, after this in Salem.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th. As the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the order, due up for the Red Sox. Here to get us going in the bottom of the 8th. A 2-2 ball game between the Down East Wood Ducks and the Salem Red Sox. Little Poppy, Juan Chacon at the top of the order. Ready to lead us off. Has a hit tonight. Started the game with a hit. He also stole a bag, ended up scoring. He is 1-for-3. First pitch, he lays down a bunt. It trickles just foul down the left field line, and it's 0-1. Lisandro Lopez still in the ball game here for the Down East Wood Ducks, entering now his 3rd inning of work. Now a conversation taking place here between acting manager Nick Jansen and the home plate umpire John Forster. TK, what do you think they're talking about here?
Could be something in the swing of Juan Chacon, potential violations that aren't being picked up on. I mean, it's enough for Forster and Roberson, the 2 umpires, to talk about.
Well, looks like we're going back to baseball. Caleb Bolden is dealing right now for the Red Sox. Struck out 5 in a row, the last 2 of the 7th. sat him down 1-2-3 with two swinging strikeouts and a looking strikeout in the eighth. Back to baseball. Nothing in one. The pitch to Chacon. Here's a swing and a chopper foul down the left field line. And Juan Chacon down 0-2. Little Poppy struggling a little bit as of late for the Red Sox. Three hits in his last 37 at-bats going into tonight. Now four hits in his last 41. He chops one right to the third baseman in Figueroa. The fire to first in time. One gone here in the bottom of the eighth. Good effort by Chacon to try and leg out an infield single, but the 5-3 put out was there. Sets up the home run hitting cutter, Coffey. Coffey 1-for-2 tonight. A two-run shot in the first gave the Red Sox this lead. They have not scored since. He's also walked and struck out. First pitch. Misses low and in on a breaking ball at 81, and it's 1-0. Leandro Rodriguez, I don't know why. That is coming out of my mouth because the name right above him written is that. Leandro Lopez, the 1-0, paints the inside corner, 1-1. My apologies.
Well, you also have Lisandro Rodriguez who plays for the Lynchburg Cats.
Yes, that's probably part of it too. The 1-1, breaking ball misses high, 2-1. Not a good excuse though. Lopez has dealt two strikeouts already. Now in his third inning, has walked just one. Nobody out, one gone, bottom of the eighth, 2-2 game, the 2-1. High and in, missing on a fastball. Three balls and a strike for Cutter Coffey. Bakersfield, California native. One-time Texas Longhorn commit. Second round draft pick by the Red Sox, the 3-1. Misses, no, late called strike. Coffey was taking off his shin guard. But the 93-mile-an-hour fastball just pokes that inside corner. 3-2, high and in. This is a breaking ball that definitely misses. And it's a walk worked by Cutter Coffey.
Yeah, second walk surrendered by Lopez here. Salem hasn't scored since the first inning. Would definitely like to do it here and avoid the stress at the bottom of the ninth.
Brings up Alan Castro. First a battery conversation between Moreno and Lopez. Castro on the verge of giving up his six-game hitting streak. He has struck out looking twice today in his last two at-bats. He is 0-for-3 in total. Batting .238, three homers, 24. Runs batted in. He has a runner on first with one gone. Look for Cutter to maybe make a move at a steal here. This is the time in the game where wouldn't be shocked to see it happen. First pitch misses away, and it's 1-0 on a breaking ball. That was one thing. The Red Sox kind of lost some of their speed with Miguel Blaise being hurt. Roman Anthony moving up. The 1-0. Misses outside, 2-0. This time it was on a fastball. Juan Chacon still can steal. Garcia and Hernandez have speed. Simone is very, very fast. But Miguel Blaise and Roman Anthony were the Steelers. 2-0. Check swing. Pitch misses outside. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 3-0.
You talk about the guys on the bench for Salem. Ender Solera, Lionel James, Roberto Mexicano, and Claudio Simone. Simone the fastest of that list.
Three balls, no strikes. Runner on first. One gone. The pitch. Misses outside and a four-pitch walk. Worked by Alan Castro, his first quality at-bat of the night. Well, the hit streak might be in jeopardy, but the Red Sox have runners on first and second, and this might be the night for Leandro Lopez. A mound visit coming.
This is Julio Valdez, the pitching coach, and not Nick Jansen, and there is nobody coming out of the pen.
Good call.
But this is a situation where if I'm Liam Carroll and I'm the manager of the Salem Red Sox, I'm going up to Luis Ravello right now and I'm saying, do not swing until there is a called strike. You're talking about two walks in a row, Cutter Coffey walk, and then a four-pitch walk to Alan Castro. That's five in a row, and a bit of frustration having to have your pitching coach come out there. I know it's a risky strategy, but if I'm Luis Ravello, I am not taking the bat off my shoulders until John Forster calls a strike.
Not a bad strategy for a guy hitting 261. He does have 31 RBIs. Three home runs, Luis Ravello. He is 0 for 3, though, tonight. A pair of groundouts and a flyout for Luis. Went 0 for last night as well. Three strikeouts, he did have a walk. Swings and misses on the first pitch. Well, he didn't listen to you, TK. Fastball got him. Nothing in one. First and second. One gone. Bottom of the eighth. Tie game at 2-2. Each team even with four hits a pop. The 0-1. Misses low and away. 86-mile-an-hour changeup, and it's 1-1. Great crowd, still very much so intact here on a gorgeous Saturday night. Shadows covering the majority of the field. Slight sun out in the outfield. 1-1 waved on and missed. 92 on the fastball. Foul tipped right into the glove of Moreno. 1-2. Huge pitch coming. Ball and a pair of strikes. Leandro Lopez, a glance back to second. Kicks, deals the 1-2. Breaking ball, rings him up. Saw it the whole way. Curveball, snap back down into the zone like it fell off of a cliff for the second out of the eighth. What a pitch. Third strikeout of the night for Leandro Lopez. Brings up Yostinson Garcia, the designated hitter. Righty on righty, runners on first and second, two gone. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him to golf and a breaking ball in the dirt, 0-1. Well, we thought it, you know, it's got to be a matter of time before Garcia's bat comes around. Hernandez's bat has been hot. Those are the two newcomers. Garcia's bat was hot in the road trip. It kind of slowed down once he got home, the 0-1. Breaking ball misses high. Evens it up at a ball and a strike. Had a couple of extra base hits in the road trip when he joined the Red Sox. That was on the road in South Carolina against Myrtle Beach and Columbia. The 1-1. Foul tipped right back to the backstop. 1-2. Another big pitch coming. First and second occupied. Tie ball game at 2 apiece, bottom of the eighth, and there are two gone. Well, the Red Sox. Lopez deals the 1-2. Ring him up looking again. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Sits down Garcia. Back-to-back looking strikeouts for the Sox. We go to the top of the ninth, tied at 2 in Salem.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a 9-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A beautiful evening for baseball, and we are tied at 2. Felix Cepeda, new arm on the hill for the Red Sox. Third arm of the ninth for Salem. He comes in for Caleb Bolden, who relieved Luis Perales, who had a pretty darn good start. Felix Cepeda, 3-2 record on the win-loss. 1.73 on the ERA. He's pitched 26 complete innings. 30 strikeouts to 19 walks. What are your thoughts on bringing Cepeda out on here, TK?
Yeah, I think it's a good call. Caleb Bolden, a great reliever, but has pitched through two and a third
you're starting to talk about some stamina concerns if you bring him out again. I don't hate the decision to bring in Cepeda, who, by the way, has looked excellent recently, has worked his ERA all the way down to a 1.73.
If you talked to Caleb Bolden, he'll be the first to tell you he's a two-inning kind of a guy. That's his sweet spot. Later, Figueroa stepping on in the left-handed batter's box. First pitch hit right back up the middle. Cutter Coffey comes on, bobbles it, fires to first, and he gets the out in time. The shortstop flashing the leather, bobbled it a little bit, but ends up making a nice play. 6-3 put out on the first pitch. Sits down later Figueroa, and we go to Connor Piatto, the first baseman. He is 0-2 tonight with a hit by pitch. One gone in the top of the ninth. We're tied at two. Both teams with four hits apiece as well. The first pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Piatto pulled away a bunt. Didn't matter. Batting 323 though, Tyler. Cepeda, the righty to the lefty. Kicks and deals the 0-1. Swing and a drive, but it's going way foul into the parking lot. Wow. I mean, he yanked that thing. Well hit ball, but talk about being yanked. 0-2 to Piatto. Swing and a hard hit. Ground ball up the middle. What a grab by Cepeda. Throw to first. He got him. Two gone here in the top of the ninth.
I mean, that was incredible from Cepeda.
1-3 put out. You're telling me pitchers aren't athletes? What a play. Angel Aponte now stepping in. He is 0-3, batting just 167. He struck out once today. Righty on righty this time, waves and misses. 97 on the fastball at the letters by Felix Cepeda. Coming out and putting together a nice outing right now. The 0-1 misses just high and away. Another 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Ball and a strike. Angel Aponte. The righty kicks, deals the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Changed it up that time at 83. And it's 1-2.
Worth noting now that we're in the top of the ninth, the only way the Red Sox can win is by walking it off.
The Baneo, Dominican Republic native, deals the 1-2. Check swing, ring him up. 84 on the changeup. A beautiful 1-2-3 inning in the top of the ninth for Felix Cepeda. We go to the home half, the Red Sox with a chance to walk it off here on a Saturday night in Salem. Don't go anywhere. Photo finish coming after this.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th. As they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at milb.com/salem/tickets.
Avengers!
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at milb.com/salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the ninth here in Salem. We're tied up at two. The Red Sox, an opportunity to walk this thing off after a beautiful 1-2-3 top of the ninth. A clinic by Felix Cepeda, Tyler.
Yeah, it was excellent. Had a SportsCenter worthy play on the mound where he just kind of bear pawed out of baseball and was able to find it into his glove to make the play at first. And down east, Leandro Lopez still on the mound, and why not? He is not allowed a hit in his three innings of work so far, so why not leave him out there?
Why not?
Abram Liendo will lead us off here in the bottom of the ninth. Liendo had a hit back in the fourth. He stole a base. That was the last hit by a Salem Red Sox in this game. The first pitch, swing and a foul away on a line drive into the seats. Trickles up over the netting into the crowd for a souvenir. Nothing in one for Abram Liendo. Righty on lefty, the 0-1 pitch. Misses high. Ball and a strike. Fastball out of the zone. Four strikeouts on the night for Leandro Lopez. He enters his fourth inning of work. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses high. Two balls and a strike for Abram Liendo. The one issue he's had, three walks. Two of them back-to-back in the eighth. He walked Cutter Coffey and Alan Castro. 2-1. Wave and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. Evens it up at 2-2 as Abram Liendo calls time. Tyler, it's Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night here at the ballpark. Who will be the hero is the question. Big opportunity. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a fly ball tailing foul into the seats. 94 on the fastball, getting a piece of it. Liendo stays at 2-2. Game two of the second half. The 2-2. Wave and a miss. Liendo sat down on strikes, fooled on the changeup. And there's one gone in the bottom of the ninth. Fifth strikeout of the evening in four innings for Leandro Lopez. Brings up Alexis Hernandez. Righty on righty. He's been the hot stick. First pitch. Misses below the knees. 1-0. Hernandez crushed a double in the second. Ended up being thrown out at third. A couple of pitches later, the 1-0. Called strike on the inside corner. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Calling a strike for Hernandez. If anyone's going to be the hero, it might be this guy. The 1-1. Breaking ball tails in the zone, and it's 1-2. Hernandez hit a home run earlier in this series. Had a home run, a two-run shot in the ninth inning in the 8-3 loss for Salem on Tuesday. His first single-A home run, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Sat him down with a breaking ball at 83, low and away. Back-to-back strikeouts. He's up Albert Feliz.
Four strikeouts in a row now for Lopez. It's looking difficult for Salem, who has not solved Lopez yet, has not had a base hit off of him.
Power hitting Albert Feliz. First pitch. Misses high and away. 94 on the fastball, 1-0. 0-for-3 today is Big Al. He did get aboard on an error, was stranded there. Batting just 183 on the year, 16 RBIs, one homer. 1-0 to Feliz. Called strike on the inside corner, and there's a lot of times, that's a fastball, that Feliz will shimmy away from a pitch or shy away from it, not even necessarily trying to sell it, but he's such a big guy and he hovers over the plate that pitches that I'm sure feel inside to him are actually right in the zone. He stands awfully close to that home dish. Here's the 1-1. Chopper foul down the left field line, and he hit that thing right off his own leg as he limps it off, calling time, 1-2. Sox an out away from going to extras. Down East trying to get there. It's Lopez on the hill doing the work. Two strikeouts so far in the bottom of the ninth. Saw the Boston Red Sox get walked off earlier today in Chicago. Lost it 5-4. Tonight at Fenway Park, not a home game for the Sox. Instead, John Mayer playing at Fenway Park tonight. Ball and a pair of strikes. Lopez deals. Skips up in the dirt off the glove of Moreno. 2-2. We got an update from the College World Series. Game number one of the final. LSU on top of Florida.
2-1 in the top of the fourth. Big matchup there. Two SEC teams playing for the Natty. The 2-2. Swing and a hard hit chopper. Gets through Figueroa at third. Feliz is aboard first. A two strike, two out. As of right now, a base hit. I think that's what they're going to give him. They do. Fifth hit of the night for the Red Sox. Their first since the fourth inning. You think it's generous to give that a hit?
I think so. I mean, it was just a skip off the glove. And that's going to be it for Lopez. I think he was just staying in till he gave up that first hit as Nick Jansen pops his head out of the dugout. But I think that's a generous. It's a what you would call a hometown base hit.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, that should have been routine for the most part. Not saying any play is easy. I would not have made that play. Well, a pitching change coming regardless. Sets up Juan Montero, the nine-hole hitter for the Red Sox. And it would go back to the top of the order with Juan Chacon. Jacob Matt and the new pitcher on the hill for the Downeast Wood Ducks. 2-0 win-loss record, 2-4 on the ERA, 15 innings pitched. How about a 21-6 strikeout-to-walk ratio? He has given up a home run. Product out of Coastal Carolina. Originally from Springfield, Illinois. Has the stature at 6'1", 23-year-old right-handed pitcher. He'll look to send this thing to extras.
Yeah, and for Matten, he got the winning decision back on Tuesday. This is the second time the Red Sox are seeing him, which could work out in the Red Sox favor as well. Second time they're seeing the same guy, know what he throws, know how his stuff looks against the batter's eye.
With that being said, Juan Montero did not see him on Tuesday. And he is first up with two gone and a runner on first. John Forster out there on the mound checking everything out. Got to check for the foreign substances. Look at this. This is an in-depth check right here. I mean, he's inside the hat, inside the mitt, up and down the lower arms.
Oh, yeah.
Juan Montero. It's Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight at the ballpark, and Montero looking to be the hero. Runner on first. Winning run is Albert Feliz aboard first base after his infield single. Montero 0-3 today. The first pitch misses low and away, 84 miles an hour on a breaking ball, and it's 1-0.
It's just crazy to me that neither team has scored since the third.
Montero has struck out twice. Yes, it's been a slow-moving game, the 1-0. Swing and a fly ball, shallow right field, tailing foul, giving chase, not able to get there was the first baseman, Connor Piatto, and it does drop foul. 1-1. Had a chance to send it into extras, and the Red Sox get an extra life.
Yeah, 2-2, all both runs for the Red Sox and both runs for the Wood Ducks, each coming off a two-run home run by a 19-year-old prospect.
Yeah. How about Juan Montero? Might have the best glove collection, batting glove collection, in that clubhouse. Goes with the Grinch green, Father's Day, baby blue. Today he's got the yellow going. Maybe it'll give him a spark. 1-1. Check swing. Pitch misses low. An appeal. And field umpire Travis Roberson said he did not go around. So it's two balls and a strike. Runner on first. The winning run is Albert Feliz. Bottom of the ninth, 2-2. We are tied. The 2-1. Wave and a miss. Took a cut at an 87-mile-an-hour slider, and it's evened up at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Five hits for the Sox, four for the Wood Ducks. We're in the bottom of the ninth.
Two balls, two strikes. Matt in the pitch. Low and away, full count. You know, the best case scenario here, Montero, a 170 hitter, 0-for-3 today. You set it back to the top. You got two guys that do have a hit today. And Juan Chacon and Cutter Coffee. So a walk is certainly A-OK here if you're Salem. He'll take that all day long. It would move Feliz in scoring position as well. The payoff pitch, runner goes, swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the glove of Moreno, and we are going to extras. Top of the 10th, after this, tie ball game at 2 here in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Extra innings, bonus baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We are tied at 2-2 between the Down East Wood Ducks and the Salem Red Sox. Sox out hitting Down East 5-4 tonight. Down East also has a defensive error. Salem does not. Neither team has scored since a Tommy Speck two-run bomb in the third to tie the game at 2. That was back in the third inning for Down East. Salem hasn't scored since the first. Matter of fact, the second batter, it was Cutter Coffee with a two-run shot to take the 2-0 lead. And here we are in extras. Salem hasn't registered a hit since the fourth until Albert Feliz had an infield single to get aboard in the ninth. Felix Cepeda dealing for the Red Sox, sat him down 1-2-3. Back in the top of the ninth. Red Sox responsible defensively for back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. Looking for some more of that. Zion Banister, the left fielder, to lead us off in a righty-on-lefty matchup. But some confusion. Home plate umpire John Forster is pointing to Banister and having a dialogue with the Down East dugout. Bizarre, but I guess we are going to play ball.
It looked like as he was saying, enough, enough. I'm not sure what it could have been about, but that's what it looked like.
There's a runner on second. The first pitch to Banister gets away from Montero. And the go-ahead run is on third now. Angel Aponte started on second. And now he is aboard third on a wild pitch on the first pitch. Not a great start.
Wouldn't be surprised if that was ruled a pass ball on Juan Montero. That seemed to go in the glove and just pop out.
Regardless, it's a ball and a strike. How is it a ball and a strike? Must have been a pitching clutch violation against Down East. Righty on lefty, 1-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Going foul into left. Catch is made. The throw. Home. But nobody goes. Aponte stays at third. You know, I was going to say maybe let this drop because you're giving up a chance at a sack fly. They didn't let it drop. Chacon made a catch but made a nice throw and Aponte stayed put.
Yeah, great throw by Chacon. It threatens Aponte back to the bag and keeps him there. Now you're talking about a strikeout or a pop-out could strand the runner at third and give Salem a golden opportunity to walk it off.
Here's Jesus Moreno, first pitch. Just missing outside on a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. High heat out of Felix Cepeda, 1-0.
by the way, they did give that a pass ball on Monday.
Gotcha. Moreno, 0 for 3 today. He struck out once. 1-0. Called strike on the outside corner on a fastball, 1-1. Man, you know it hasn't been an offensive game, and you have had donuts on the scoreboard when you say a guy's just 0 for 3, and we're in the 10th inning.
Right.
Righty on righty. 1-1 to Moreno. Misses low and away. Went with a slider that time, and it's two balls and a strike. Felix Cepeda was dialed in the top of the ninth. Had an outstanding defensive play on a ball hit right back towards him. Got it to first for the out, and then he ended on a looking strikeout. 2-1. Foul tipped back to the backstop, and it's evened up at two balls and two strikes. Everybody dialed. Nobody's left. Locked in on game two for the second half for the Red Sox. Facing off against the first half champs. Couldn't ask for a better test. 2-2. Breaking ball high. Full count, 3-2. Crowd wanted a called strike. John Forster says, not going to happen. The runner on third is Angel Aponte. He's speedy, too. Payoff pitch to Moreno. Swing and a hard hit ground ball. Diving stomp by Coffey. Throws home, and it's not there. So they do score a run. And Moreno is on first. 3-2. Down east on top. You got to applaud the effort by Cutter Coffey. What a diving stop. But he just kind of had to throw off balance to have any chance to get it there. And a run scores. And you got to think, if without that pass ball, there's runners on the corners. Or, most likely, there's only a runner on third.
Right.
With two gone. Sets up the nine hole, Andres Mesa. First pitch, swinging, fouling it away into the seats in right. You just got to think what could have been that pass ball. Games like this, one, I mean, you got to remember these guys 18, 19 years old, one lapse in, not even judgment, just one lapse of not being completely focused can cost you a ball game. 0-1. Swing and a blast. Deep to left. Going back, Chuck Cohn. And he plays it off the wall. Castro's the one that scoops it up, but he bobbled it. Fires it in. Coffey doesn't throw it home. And another run scores. Moreno scores from first. And an RBI double off the wall in left center for Andres Mesa.
And things get from bad to worse.
Back to the top of the order, designated hitter Anthony Gutierrez. He is 0 for 3 as well. He has struck out three times. He also walked in the third. First pitch, swing and a rocket. Through for a base hit into left field. Rounding third is Mesa, gunning home. The throw by Chacon, it was online, but the tag wasn't there from Montero. And it allows Gutierrez to get to second. Wow, 5-2, down east, running away with it in the top of the 10th.
Gives me flashbacks to, well, ironically enough, second game of the second half. This reminds me of the second game of the season against Delmarva.
So it's a single on an RBI for Gutierrez. Ends up getting a second on a fielder's choice. Here's Tommy Specht, homer, back in the third. First pitch, called strike, 84 on a changeup, outside corner, 0-1. Besides the homer, Specht is 0 for 3, so 1 for 4 in total. Gutierrez on second, the 0-1. Outside, 92 on a fastball, even up at a ball and a strike. And this game has gotten out of hand in a hurry. Aponte was the extra runner on second for extra innings. Here's the 1-1. Misses inside, 97 on the gun, 2-1. Bannister flew out to left, and it was downhill from there. Pass ball, let Aponte get to third. Moreno brought him in with an RBI. And then Mesa, an RBI double. Pitch misses high on a 2-1, making it three balls and a strike. You blink and boom, that pass ball completely just changed the entire trajectory of these extra innings because the Red Sox backs firmly against the wall. Down three, the 3-1 gets away from Montero. Free bag for Gutierrez.
Yeah, and you don't want to bring another guy in and burn the arm. Jason Blanton's going to come out to talk, but it seems like it's Felix Cepeda's inning to get out of.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, too, it's how much is another guy going to do? So a conversation taking place between the pitching coach, Jason Blanton, and his entire infield. Tyler, what do the Red Sox have to do? It just feels like a problem of closing things out. It's the little mistakes that are adding up to a bigger picture. Yesterday, perfect defensive game, except sloppy second where they gave up 7 runs. Then tonight, pretty darn good defensive game. You give up 1 home run. You only had allowed 4 hits. Then boom, you lose focus in the top of the 10th. And it wasn't I don't even think it was a pitching thing either. You just kind of lose focus as a defense in the top of the 10th, and the game gets away like that. So what do they have to do to kind of lock in? Don't get me wrong, they're playing a very, very good team, but it almost feels like the Red Sox are beating themselves the last couple of nights rather than losing the game and tipping the cap to a better team.
Right, it's the mental game, and I think that pass ball did a lot. All of a sudden, you have a runner at third with nobody out. It does a lot to your mental fatigue, and haven't scored since the first. It's hard.
Here's Cueva. Specht is over there at first, so there's runners on the corners. The count to Daniel Cueva. He is 0-for-4 tonight. 2 strikeouts. Both of them swinging. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Got him with a 97-mile-an-hour heater. Evened up at a ball and a strike. And people starting to trickle out here a little bit here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Sun is still setting. That's what happens when you first pitch at 6:05. Runner goes from first. 1-1. Rocketed foul out into right field. Wow, that was a line drive right into the visiting bullpen. 1-2. 5-2 your score here in the top of the 10th. Down East has put up a three-piece. Most runs scored in an inning all game long. First time anybody has scored since the third. 1-2 to Cueva. Foul tip back to the backstop. He stays alive at a ball and a strike. Pair of strikes, I should say. Corners occupied, Tommy Specht at first. Gutierrez at third. RBI single. Fielder's choice to second. And a third on a wild pitch. 1-2 on the way. Runner goes from first, and it's trickled foul towards the visiting dugout. Tyler, are you writing the post-game article right now?
I am not.
then what is that? I'm just kidding.
Well, for those who want a few extra clicks, MILB.com/Salem, postgame articles after every Salem Red Sox home game.
You're just going to have to write a couple extra paragraphs when we come back. 1-2 to Cueva. Swing and a hard hit ground ball to short. Coffey bobbles it, fires to second, gets the force. Does score a run. Gutierrez comes in to score. Specht sent back on the force out at second. Cueva aboard at first on the fielder's choice. It is 6-2 down East. 2 gone, top of the 10th. 4-run inning for the Wood Ducks. Later, Figueroa looks at a ball. 1-0. 96 on a fastball. Figueroa has had a nice game today. He is 2-for-4, has a pair of singles in the second and the sixth. 1-0, called strike, outside corner, and it's evened up at a ball and a strike. Cepeda kicks, deals the 1-1. Misses high and away. Montero snapped up like he was ready to throw down to second, but Cueva did not move from first, and it's 2-1. Cepeda with a glance, kicks, deals the 2-1. Swing and a pop-up. Soaring out into the shallow outfield and ranging back to make the catch is Luis Ravello, the second baseman. That ends the top of the 10th. The Sox down 4, going to the bottom of extras. They got any magic left? Find out after this. It's Salem.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th. As the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Avengers!
Assemble.
The Avengers need you. For Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the 10th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox trail 6-2. Four runs scored in the top of the 10th on three hits for the Down East Wood Ducks. RBIs for Jesus Moreno, Andres Mesa, Anthony Gutierrez. Just like that, in the blink of an eye, a game gets away. It all started with a tough passed ball and there's a snowball effect from there. Fresh restart for the Sox. Top of the order to lead off the 10th, Juan Chacon. Runner on second is the 9-hole hitter, Juan Montero. First pitch. Here's a swing and a hard hit chopper right to Figueroa at third. He fires to first. It pulls Piatto off the bag, but he spins and makes the tag. And called out is Juan Chacon. There's one away. Kind of a leaping grab for Piatto, and he spun, and Liam Carroll coming to have a conversation about it. He wants to talk to both of them. Juan Montero stayed put at second. I mean, there's not much you can do here. There's no review. But a conversation between John Forster and Travis Roberson taking place. And yeah, they go without. They double down. A little poppy, 5-3 put out. Here's Cutter Coffey, walked twice, homered in the first, scored Salem's two runs of this game. Runner goes, throw to third, and he's out. I mean, I don't understand why you would go. They were trying to catch him napping or something. But he's caught stealing. I guess the ball's live, but didn't seem like the best move. So there are two gone here in the bottom of the 10th for Cutter Coffey. First pitch. This is outside, 1-0. Coffey now just trying to pad the stats, really. One out to Cutter. Swing and a foul tip right into the glove of Moreno. It's 1-1. Coffey elevated his batting average a little bit today with a hit, up to 229. Added two RBIs today as well. The 1-1, foul tip once again, and it's 1-2. Sox down to their final strike here in the bottom of the 10th. Second time this year they've given up four or more runs in the top of a 10th inning. Gave up an 8 spot early this season against Delmarva. 1-2. Here's a swing and a slow hit ground ball up the middle. Mesa gloves from second, throw to first, ends the game. 6-2, the final score. Down East takes care of business. They lead the series 3-0 in this four-game set against the Red Sox. Tough couple of nights in a row for Salem. Tyler, what are your final thoughts as one just kind of slipped through the fingers here against the Red Sox?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a tough play for the Red Sox after a really good first inning where Cutter Coffey launched his home run. A really good start for Luis Perales wasted, and it just seemed like the bats could never really wake up. And Alan Castro snaps a 6-game hitting streak today. I mean, the Wood Ducks pitching is what they're known for, and that's what they showed up and did. They pitched, only allowed 5 hits, and it just seemed like when morale slipped for even a second, the Wood Ducks capitalized on that. Credit to them. They're now 2-0 in the second half. Salem has a lot of reeling to do and trying to at least salvage one tomorrow at the 3:05 start.
No doubt. All right, you heard it here. 2:50 pregame, 3:05 first pitch. Tune in on the social media for our pregame report tomorrow, and we'll have our pregame show at 2:50 sharp. For everyone in the room to our right that makes the magic happen, our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, my broadcast partner tonight, Tyler Katz. I'm Giovanni Heater, saying so long from Salem, and we'll see you tomorrow. 6-2, the final score. Down East takes it over the Red Sox.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.